I'm working with my technician here. We work together many a night. And some nights we don't work together just like the rest of us. Most nights are pretty goddamn beautiful.
Hey.
Thank you, and I hope you have as good a luck as I am having. All right, let's try to go to work here. Sorry about the five, but Claire said it's all yours, so don't think it totally ungracious of the proprietor. Proprietress? Okay. God, I'm getting humble in my... Oh, come on. You see, it's getting back to normal. All right. There's a half left. It's not on. Where's that guy, Lucas? Lucas, the thing isn't on, Lucas. Pardon me, these human technicalities sometimes get in the way. Thank you. Now, is it... Are we on? The sniveler. You're a sniveler, she said. You snivel when she doesn't call. I phone you and you're shit-faced on wine. I'm a baby, I said. Then too, I can't figure out how anybody can live without me. My God, she said, you really mean that? Yes, I said. Oh my God, you're impossible. You big, soft baby's ass. Love me, and maybe I can forget. Help me forget. You big, soft baby's ass. I'm sensitive, yes. And how can anybody live without me? She hung up. Well, I thought, there's two can live without me. There might be 2,000, 2,000,000, 2,000,000,000, 2,000,000,000,000,000. It was one of the most depressive thoughts I'd had in years. I went into my bedroom and stretched out and looked at the ceiling. I thought, well, I can masturbate, I can look at television, and then there's suicide. Having already masturbated twice that day, I had two choices left. And being a big soft baby's ass, I switched on the TV. Black and white, right? You tell me when 30 minutes are up. You drunken shits out there, jacking off and fingering your... grandmothers. Marla. Marla. She's dead? That's better yet. Let's go to work here. All right. They call me the poor man's Lenny Bruce. I think of the poor man's Charles Bukowski. Okay. All right. Okay. Hey.